Little Exes. Unexpectedly, this October afternoon, the telescope turns. I see myself made small again through its objective lens. I am not the widower who recently buried my wife, nor the dutiful son who kept vigil while my father, like a punch-drunk boxer, fought to outfox debt, demented and enraged, hands trapped in cartoon gloves to stop him pulling out the tube to his morphine pump. Today, we clear the house where he lived for 60 years. In the bedroom where I was born, my siblings recall how as children, their only clue to my birth occurring behind this closed door were anxious instructions to pray. When we open up the attic, we discover the suitcase my mother packed for her last trip in the hospital, a wash bag and talc, clothes she never got to wear home, a purse crammed with prayers, and the folded letter I wrote as a 10-year-old for my sister to bring into her. I spend one page telling her how good I'm being, then cram 3 pages with scrawled X's, each one to represent a kiss. Last week, a granddaughter she never knew sang on stage, luminous and radiant, in a band named Little X's for Eyes. For 4 decades, in a letter, in a purse, in a suitcase, in this attic, these galaxies of X's were the banished eyes of a bewildered child. But unfolding them, I see myself stare out at who I am now. Across this life, I could never have envisaged when I scrawled untidy X's for a woman I last saw smiling from a hospital bed, who sealed them in her purse when nurses shaved her head in preparation for the operation she would never recover from, praying that one day I might open her purse and be surprised to find my X's returned to me. Big X's for kisses, little X's for eyes.